Se RSBNB update sont quatre vingt enregistrés le 12 décembre 2008, les erreurs de traduction française. Bienvenue à RSBNB Update, Brad, ici avec moi, nous allons tous un joyeux anniversaire. That means we're going to try to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, I hate French, please don't speak it.
Like talking about the French server.
Yeah, French can go to hell for a while.
Tu es un baignot?
Oui, oui.
Oh, good, you're a donut. That's what that means.
God damn it.
That was Etz. E-T-E-S. I'm not sure. I don't remember how to say that accent, but not. Anyways,
you should speak French. You're a Canadian.
So, RuneScape French servers. Oui, oui.
Have they. And how long ago did they announce it? Did they announce it before the December?
Well, they announced it today.
But. It was announced in December behind the scenes. Was it announced before that?
No.
Well, that's funny because December was... December, the German servers were announced a long time before their release, weren't they?
Yeah, whereas I think you could have figured this out because they probably would have had a posting for a job of a French translator on their site.
Is this in beta, or is it a full release?
That's a good question, and it's beta, not beta. Jeez.
Beta, beta, whatever.
Okay, let's see. So if we click the little French flag, which is next to the German flag, I don't see beta anywhere.
It probably is a full release. I wonder how long they've had this in planning.
I don't know, but anyways. Journal de Taxe de Falador. Journal de Taxe de Fremenic.
Achievement diaries.
Of the Fremenic clans.
Yes.
Anyway, so, yeah, the French
Please
servers.
Stop speaking in French.
If you like to learn French or just enjoy some, I don't know, maybe French baking from the French NPCs, where the French NPCs might be, check out the French servers. There are quite a few little weird slip-ups that they've had, that things that just don't make sense, you know?
What, like French?
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, for instance, the farming cape is Cape de Cultivitiere, but farming is actually called agriculture. So that's sort of weird. It's like Cape of Cultivating or something. There's also appearances of wrong words. Like, for instance, this one person was supposed to be named the face, but the word they named it in French doesn't even exist.
Jagex is inventing their own language.
Yeah.
We must.
Some other interesting things are that summoning is called invocation.
Invocation, eh?
Yeah. Runecrafting is creation de runes. Construction is still construction. And battle staffs and staves are named the same thing. So, for instance, an earth battle staff would be bâton de terre, and a regular earth staff would be the same thing. So
interesting. Not.
Yeah. Oh, and so, those were little things that I was shown by Chief Snake, because you know how he likes to speak some French sometimes, but I think that's gonna wear off eventually, and he'll go back to regular 132. So thank you for pointing some of these things out to me, and even though I don't speak French, it's good to know that we have sources that can follow that and maybe later on check it out to see if they fix some of these things, you know?
The bloody French.
What's wrong with French?
Everything is wrong
You're
with French.
You're half French.
No, I'm not half French.
Yeah, one of your ancestors was.
Yeah, that doesn't make me half French, because both my parents are English.
Yeah, but one of their distant relatives was.
Yeah, this is back like 800 years ago, Shane. That doesn't mean you can say I'm half French.
Sure, it does. Anyway,
there's no proof they were my relatives either. It's just somebody with the same last name as me.
Okay, so French servers, check that out. It's next to the little German flag on the top. Next thing is new hairstyles. There's 12 new female hairstyles, which of course I didn't check out. 8 new male hairstyles and 4 new male facial hairstyles. And you get free haircuts in Falador. I don't know.
Well, that's more character customization, which is
yeah, good. And there's more coming, as we heard in behind the scenes, but I'm going to be sticking with what I had. My just standard generic stuff. Like, everything so far is just it's a little too much for me, you know?
It's a little too feminine.
Shane is not
comfortable with his sexuality.
The person that actually signed off on this update was Mod Nancy.
Mod Nancy.
So it makes sense that the
Were you about to make a very sexist remark?
No, I'm just saying that, like, you know, most women are fashion designers and stuff, so it makes sense they got a fashion
designer.
That
was the most sexist thing you've ever said.
What? Women are fashion designers.
Yes, women are fashion designers, and women don't do anything like politics or business. They leave that to men. Women do
Margaret Thatcher.
Fashion.
Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, Margaret Thatcher was like a man in drag.
Anyway, so yes, Mod Nancy brought us some new hairstyles for your face and your head.
Where else would they have hairstyles for, Shane?
Just on your face and your head.
Yeah, but where else? You said
if you face I don't, your head. I'm not gonna indulge you.
You're not gonna indulge me. Oh, okay then.
Anyway, so I think we should be moving on from that.
It's good. It's character customization, making the game a little more deep. Yeah, it's good. It's a good update.
Yes. Falador Achievement Diary, or Detax de Falador is the... I forget what the hell it was called in French, but anyways. So this is the Falador Achievement Diary. It wasn't that hard, actually. The hardest part was you actually have to grow either a yew tree or a magic tree, which is hard for anybody who's normal, should I say, you know?
Yeah, so you're not normal.
Oh, I am. They need to throw in more farming stuff, you know?
More farming?
Yeah. You also have to kill a skeletal wyvern, which requires 72 slayer.
So they're moving on to fairly high levels.
Yeah, you need 66 runecrafting, 70 prayer for this one. Yeah,
it's fairly difficult then. It's certainly not easy.
Yeah, but if you're well-rounded like me, it's pretty easy to do. Then, of course, you get the Falador Shield, which first step will restore up to 25% of your prayer daily and also grant a prayer bonus, a +3.
Bonus.
Falador Shield 2 will restore up to 50% of your prayer daily and grant a prayer boost of +5. It also increases farming experience when using the allotment flower and herb patches north of Port Sarum. So that's a reason to actually be wielding that shield when you're going farming.
Hey, no, boo.
Aw. And then Falador Shield 3 has the ability to restore 100% of your prayer daily and give you a +7 prayer bonus. You also get access to new seeds from Weissen, the gardener. They're white lilies, and they will protect anything in an allotment patch where you plant them. But the clincher is you need to trade him a bird's nest and a moleskin in order to do that.
That's two strange items.
Yeah, and of course it also gives you another boost when you're farming in the South Falador patch. So... And, of course, you get the 10,000, the 5,000, and the 1,000 XP lamp. So I'm gonna give this achievement diary a 5.
Because it has the higher level achievements at the end.
Yes, and it involves farming.
Oh. I'm going to give it a 3 for that very reason.
Anyway, so that was that one. I did that one early in the day, so that was the easy one.
Shane did it at 3 a.m.
No, I did the second one at 3 a.m. with you, Snake. The Fremenic Diary.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so this one is a bit harder because you need to kill a Mithril Dragon.
Still not that difficult.
They're They're very high leveled.
So and what level would it be to kill one?
I don't know. 100 plus, 110 plus, maybe. I don't know.
Still not difficult, though.
You also need 50 Slayer. They're 304 combat level. They use ranged magic and melee.
You could go as a group.
No, it's a single combat monster.
Oh, well, anyways, you couldn't then.
Yeah, you also need to bake a pie using magic, catch a tuna with your hands, wear yak hide armor, and kill an ice troll. So that's the Fremenic Isles quest. So
what's the bonus to the Falador one besides the experience reward? I thought these achievement diaries actually gave...
You mean the Fremenic ones?
Yeah, go on then, the Fremenic ones.
Yeah, I told you already. You get the shield with the prayer bonus for the Falador one.
Yeah, okay, so what's the Fremenic one?
The Fremenic one. You get boots.
What do they do?
Well, you get... They're called Fremenic Sea Boots. They allow you... Yeah, they allow you to talk to Pyr the Seer and deposit things in your bank.
Where is Pyr the Seer? Oh, up in Fremenic.
Yeah. They also Relkeka. Let you... Yeah, they... Relica. Relica.
Relkeka. Relkeka.
It's Relica.
I just like saying Relkeka.
Then they also let you make a sacrifice to that person to enchant your lyres remotely.
Oh, yeah, lyres.
Yeah. But if you go in person, you get... In person, you get more enchantment points rather than doing it remotely. And of course, you get a 5,000 experience lamp. Medium rewards are again a 10,000 experience lamp. Then your boots will be upgraded again to allow you to jump between the piers and miscellanea, etc. So once you get off the boat, you can just jump across. You know.
Yep.
They let you increase...
That's your... not that useful, though, is it?
No, it's not. They let you increase your approval rating faster than normal. And then once a day, they can be... They allow you to use a Leer teleport without using a charge.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's Leer. Yeah.
It's Leer.
It's not
They get
Leer.
Updated again to Fremenic Boots 3 and a 15,000... reward lamp. So this one you can change the Leer destination to Waterbirth Island.
That's handy if you want to.
Yeah, you can change the Leer type by operating your boots, so you don't have to go there. And of course, this also gives you the added bonus of selling flat packed furniture to Advisor Grimm, and he'll put the money in your coffers.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna give this one a 4. I don't know. I just like the achievement diaries, but
just a shame about the semi-useless rewards.
I don't know. It was good fun. Neither of us died when we were doing it, so that's good. And then,
but you died in the spirit planes on a quest.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yes, it does. You died while on a quest.
The spirit plane thing does not count.
Yes, it does. You died while on a quest.
Yeah, what's a freaking spiritual realm? It's a different realm than reality.
You died while on a quest.
It's in a different reality, so it doesn't count. End of story.
Yes, it does. It does. It does, Shane.
Anyway, okay. So, I don't know.
If you think it counts, PM me. If you think it doesn't count, PM Shane.
I don't know. It was just fun going around to like kill the mithril dragon and stuff, you know, and then... going to different places, like killing Dagonoths on Waterbirth Island, hunting a kayak. I don't know, it's fun. But if you have some time, invest in preferably the Falador one if I was you. Thank you.
Yeah. Have they announced any other... Are they going to do any other achievement diaries?
It says more coming soon, so I don't know.
They should do... Have they got an Ardoian achievement gallery?
No, they don't. That'll probably be next.
They should do that one.
I was thinking a wilderness one would be interesting.
What, like, what would they be able to do? Kill a reverend?
Kill the chaos elemental.
Okay, there's two then. Kill the...
We're giving them ideas. We better shut up.
Why is giving them ideas bad?
Well, wilderness? I really don't want to go walking around the wilderness, you know?
Yeah. Okay, here's a suggestion, Jagex. You have to walk around every single tile of the wilderness. and the reward is a 500 XP lamp and an ability to do nothing. Now that is a Jagex reward if ever I heard one.
Oh my. Okay. Then of course they made some PvP world changes too. So that drops are more slightly weighted towards higher value drops than low and medium ones.
They need to listen to my suggestion.
Well, why don't you go apply for a job there, like human resources or something?
You what, dealing with hiring and firing? No, I want to sit. I want to sit by Andrew Gower all day and tell him, no, that's shit. You shouldn't do that. That's shit. Nobody's going to want that, you idiot. It's shit. No, you should do this. You should listen to me. Because I am right and you are wrong. I don't care if you built this game up from the ground and made millions out of it. You're wrong. You're all wrong. I am right.
Okay. Also, in regards to PvP, they clarify on how the system works. So you guys can read this on your own on the news article. It's like, it's three things. It's what they say, how to maximize value of drops. In order to get a good drop, there are a few simple things you should do. And claim that potential, and then they say basically spend time outside of safe zones, risk 75k coins of items, and then it goes on, but you guys can read this, and this was from Mod Benny. Yeah, what's wrong with that name?
It's a stupid name.
He might listening be hurt.
Well, I don't know of any adult who was still referred to as Benny. Or perhaps Mod Ben was taken. He thought, I know, I'll add an NY.
Oh, yeah. The Falador Diary was written by Mod Trick.
Are we giving shout-outs to Jagex Mods?
I guess.
They would be listening.
And Framinick was Mod Hugh. H-E-W.
That's nice. That's a good English name. Actually, Hugh? No, I think it's Welsh.
H-E-W?
H-E-Hugh. No, that's not how you spell Hugh the name, you
I
idiots.
Know. There was a Borg once on Star Trek that they named Hugh.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I feel
anyways, dirty. We should be moving on, shouldn't we, to the JX Store Christmas package. You want one of these?
No, I don't.
The Plus Pack includes a limited edition Dragon Armor t-shirt, a 2009 RuneScape calendar, a copy of the epic fantasy novel Betrayal of Falador, and a massive 12 months of RuneScape membership. And then the regular Christmas gift pack just includes the t-shirt, the calendar, and the novel. Not the membership.
How much is the extra pack?
£59.99.
So that's like $100. Is it only available in the United Kingdom?
You can pay in pounds or euros, so I assume they ship to other places, you know? But you'd be paying in pounds or euros, but I don't really
think they would ship to Canada?
Oh, yeah. But the XXL t-shirt size is sold out.
That says a lot about the RuneScape playing population, doesn't it? They're all fat bastards.
Let's see, do you want a small or a medium?
I'm probably medium.
What's your address?
123 U Street. Piss off, Phil.
Okay, I think we should go on to the poll. You want to take the first question?
Okay. First question.
Oh, where before we go on, would you buy that?
No, I wouldn't. Never in a million years. Where do you read news of updates to RuneScape? Recent news on www.runescape.com, RuneScape forums, word of mouth from a friend, for example. I like to find out about the updates myself. What, just by walking around the entire world and trying to see something different? Right. Other websites, none of the above. If you put other websites, Jagex will ban you for third-party programs. Because they hate fan sites. Jagex hates fan sites.
88% say RuneScape.com. 4% like to find out for the updates on themselves.
That's stupid. And they like to find out the updates on themselves?
By themselves.
I got molested by a RuneScape update.
What?
Never mind.
RuneScape forums, 3%. Word of mouth, 2%. Other websites, 1%. And none of the above, 1%. I don't know, that's rather interesting, isn't it? Not really.
Well,
but...
No, that's not really interesting at all. Most people, like almost an overwhelming percentage of people, see it from the official site. That's not unexpected.
Yeah. How do you use quest help and quest? How often do you use quest help hints and spoilers? 40% for a few quests. I have never used quest help. 29%.
I think that's isn't this the inbuilt system to the game?
Yeah.
I think it's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah. 11% for most quests. 9% for every quest I attempt. 7% other, and 5%. What is quest help? So yeah.
Yeah. This is a lame poll this week.
Yeah. Anyways, so quest help. Apparently, people use it. I don't know. I think it's a waste of time.
Waste of time.
Which is the following RuneScape? Oh yeah, you're taking that.
Yeah, don't interrupt my question. Anyway, question 3. Which of the following RuneScape banners is your favorite? Halloween, Marjorat, Clan Wars, Island Assault, released with RuneScape HD. I have not seen any of those banners. There's no I do not have a favorite option, because I don't.
By the way, 31%. I have not seen any of these banners.
I can remember the Island Assault one.
That one was good. It had the Dragon Plate in it.
Yes, that was the first time people were like, oh my god, Dragon Plate. Then the update came out, Shane and lots of other people got a quick 10 million and I was pissed.
And some people bought Dragon Plates at 25, 30 mil and they're down to 15 mil now.
That's not a huge jump. When Dragon Boots were first out, people were paying loads for those. And
I know.
Like
there's still
million.
About 280, 290K.
But they dropped from like 15 million to a million.
Yeah, but you know, that's natural. 21% Halloween. Sting.
I can't remember that one.
Island Assault, 18%. I think I voted for that one. Clan Wars, 17%. 13% Majorat. So, I don't know. Last question?
Last question. In which of the following situations are you most likely to use the game guide? To look up for ideas for things to do, to help me when I am stuck in-game and need help, to get information on a new update, to find out the rewards of a piece of content, to read more information about things in-game, to browse and read when I have free time. I have not heard of the game guide. The game guide. Other. I'd say to get information on a new update or to find out the reward.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said too, actually. But 20% say to read more information about things in-game. 19% to get information on an update. 15% to help me when I'm stuck in-game and need help. 12% to not use the game guide. The rest are irrelevant. Unless you count the 9% that use it to look for ideas on what to do. So, I don't know. But there's your poll this week. I don't know. I thought they were going to be asking us about, like, what should we change to the website, you know? Not what parts do you use.
Yeah, it's... they should already have all this information on how many people use what portion
of
the website,
right. That's a good point, actually. Anyways, I think it's time we should move on to some questions, don't you think?
Questions.
First one is an audio question without singing from Hellfire on the forums and RuneWire.
If you had all the nuclear weapons in the world and could attack anyone, whom would you attack? Remember, attacking is compulsory.
I think you're going to have an answer for this.
Have I got a pick? Just one place, or can I pick multiple places?
One, I think.
Australia, Canada. Well, then there is the US. That would wipe out a lot of shit in one go. I'll go with Australia. They are not good for entertainment value.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, serious? Which one would you take out?
Australia.
Okay.
I didn't pick you. Don't ask me again. I might change my mind back to you.
As for me, I don't know. Since it's compulsory, I don't know. I honestly think that the best thing might be to attack the terrorists with them, you know, and then just work with whoever's left surviving.
You sound like George Bush.
He never said that.
Yeah, but to taking out the terrorists, you've got nukes. Use them for better use than that. I've taken out Australia. Now you take out yourself, and we'll be fine.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd say terrorists or maybe North Korea.
North Korea. Oh God, you're so boring.
Why?
What are you gonna get the terrorists?
Huh?
I think you should just take out. See, whereas you are like, well, I'm going to take out the terrorists, but in the process of taking out the terrorists, you're going to take out a lot of innocent people, which is obviously not what you intended to do. Whereas me, I'm perfectly fine with taking out innocent people. That's what I intended to do in the first place.
We're taking out Australia?
Yes. I figure if I hit it like about. The majority of the Australian large cities are on the east coast, or the eastern side. You've got Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, all sort of on the east and southeast. So I figure if I sort of aim it slightly to the east, my father actually lived in Perth for 4 years when he was younger, so Perth can sort of, the people in Perth can die horribly and slowly of radiation. I'll just nuke out the east side first.
Assuming the wind is going the right direction.
It's a nuke. It isn't like when they're launching a nuke. Oh yeah, I guess for the radiation. Well, if it goes the wrong way, then it'll just go out to the ocean.
Yeah, and just for the record, we do not advocate genocide.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Go for it. Genocide is different, though, isn't genocide when you're taking out one specific type of an ethnic, racial, religious,
oh,
or
maybe.
National?
Well, in that case, yeah. We don't advocate
genocide. Is the deliberate and systematic destruction in whole or in part of an ethnic, racial, religious, or national group. I guess you could class the Australians
okay.
as a national group.
Yeah, so,
I wouldn't
so
even class them as human beings, though, so for me it would just be like another day at the slaughterhouse. Oh, yeah.
We do not advocate genocide. Thank you, Hellfire.
Yeah, we do.
Anyways, we should move on to Kirby's question, who also has sung for Brad, and we'll be announcing the winner later, because we also got some that don't involve questions that we'll be playing later.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hello, Shane and Brad. My question is, what would your favorite computer system be? This can include type of computer, speakers, operating systems, and more. Anyway, here's my shot for Brad. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
To me.
Happy birthday, dear Brad Woodward. Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
How the hell did he find out my second name?
I wonder.
I demand to know.
So, favorite computer system? Brad?
What does he mean by computer system?
Well, if you could have any computer in the world, what would it be?
I would have Shane's computer.
You want my MacBook Pro?
All of your computers, so then you couldn't use them.
Yeah,
I don't know, that's a really difficult question. I guess I'd like a really fast computer with a lot of RAM and a nice graphics card.
Okay. I'll tell you what my choice would be. If we're talking about the biggest thing, if money was no object, I will tell you what it would be. Basically, I would go for a Mac Pro.
There's all those stupid options on the sites, you can make it ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, I'd go for one of those, and I would configure it so that I could either have dual 30-inch displays, or maybe 24-inch, I don't know. Or 130-inch display flanked by 2 24-inch displays vertically for coding.
Okay.
That's what I would do. But talking more realistically, something I would want to buy one day maybe, like in the next year and a half, what I will probably end up buying in a year and a half. Within the next year and a half, I'll probably end up getting an iMac, and a 20-inch iMac, and using a secondary display with it. That's probably what I'll end up doing.
Yeah, Shane, that's probably what you'll end up doing.
Anyway, so, yeah, there you go. Let's see. I'm just configuring a basic Mac Pro in order to do that right now, so just give me 1 minute.
Well, so you can give us a price.
Yeah, yeah, actually. So we're going to need to... let's see, Quadrum, we don't want that. We're going to need 2 ATI 2600 XTs. 320 gigabyte drive. Let's upgrade that to 5. 320 is fine. Quad core is enough. 4 gigabytes of RAM. $3,029.
Sorry, how much?
$3,029.
That's not that expensive.
Canadian dollars. But then you got to throw in the two. You got to throw in the 2 30-inch displays.
Yes, that will probably be the expensive part. At least,
let's
no,
see, 30. I'm not going to bother with Apple displays because those are so expensive, like $2,100. So I'm not going to bother.
Well,
with
come
that.
On, this is cash isn't an object, so you could choose them if you want.
But they're shit.
They're shit.
They are.
You're shit.
Anyways, hang on. I'll tell you one sec. I'll pull up to Ideal. Just work with me. Work with me. I'm just working my mouse right now. So you wouldn't want any kind of special thing like this?
Like what?
Like this kind of thing, you know? Here we go. 2 Samsung 30-inch displays, only 1,000:1 contrast ratio. See, the bigger the screen you go, the worse the contrast ratio gets because the 30-inch displays are harder to make, so...
Yeah, Samsung do make nice monitors.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. $1,299 each. They're an LG. 5 millisecond response time. So $1,299 times 2 plus $3,029. So let's add that up. Plus $3,029. $56.27 Canadian dollars.
Eh. I've got an LG TV. No, I've got a Hitachi TV.
Is it good?
It's okay. I thought it was LG for some reason, but it's not.
A more realistic Mac Pro would be $2,529. Oops. $2,549. That'd be the more realistic version. But anyways, it'd be nice to get one of those one day. Anyways, thank you, Kirby. You have anything else you want to add?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
Next question.
Oh, and as for speakers, I'm fine with what I have right now.
Built-in ones with the monitors.
Read it.
Which month is your favorite and why? My favorite month is December because of Christmas, winter break, and the fact that the year is finally to an end. That question is from Flash. Yeah, December is usually a pretty good month. My birthday, Christmas. It's cold, though. And it's also Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's not cold.
No, it's cold compared to what we're used to, okay?
Okay. I'm going to go for December as well. Either that or May, because right now school's done at that time. It's just so nice out, you know? Spring's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow it's going down to minus 23 overnight.
Minus? Wow. You must have
really
good...
And a high of minus 21 on Saturday. And a high on minus 25 on Sunday.
You must have really good insulation in your house. Good
heat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The furnace is always on, so.
The furnace.
What, you guys don't insulate your houses?
Well, yeah, but we don't have furnaces, and our insulation is
pretty good. What? You don't have a furnace?
No.
So how do you keep warm when it gets cold?
We have central heating.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, that's the same thing. Central heating, furnace.
We know we don't have a furnace, though. We just have a central heating.
Oh, okay.
This house is old, actually, though. We don't have central heating.
Oh, my. So how do you keep warm?
We're just cold. It isn't that cold in this house, though.
Oh, okay.
We do have radiators. Shut up.
You only see those in houses from the 1920s and stuff here.
Shut up.
Thank you, Flash. What do you think will happen on December 21st, 2012? That's for marking 22.
The world will end.
No, not really. That's a silly conspiracy theory.
The world will end.
I really don't think anything's going to happen.
The world
do you?
Will end. December 21st, 2012. I will be 22 years and 8 days old.
Okay.
How old will you be, Shane?
That's a good question.
You're three.
That's in,
how are you,
that's in
4 years,
years from now. So I'll be 26. Or 24,
wow.
25, I mean. Yeah, 25, wow. There we go.
You'll
I forgot
ancient,
how old I was.
Shane. You'll be ancient. You'll be really old. And we'll still be doing this update every Thursday. No,
maybe,
we won't.
Maybe we'll be doing it from the same place.
The same, oh wow, yeah. You know, then, you know, Shane's in hitting range if he ever says anything annoying. Shane's bigger than But Shay's bigger than me, so he could probably do more damage to me than I could to him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we'll always do some sort of form of a podcast together, you know? Like, just before... Remember what we were talking about just before in our pre-show stuff today? Different politics and stuff?
Yeah, we were talking about
politics. We could do something on that, you know?
Nobody cares about our thoughts on politics, though.
Oh, there's
like...
lots of room on the iTunes podcast listing, you know?
You're a neocon, and I'm... a center right con.
Anyways, thank you, Marking 22. We really don't think anything's going to happen.
No.
Anyway, so.
But,
thank you.
You know, it will be interesting because it'll be 12, 21, 20, 12. I tell you what, I wonder what will happen December the 21st, 2112. None
yeah,
of us will be alive at that time.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Well, because we'll have found out.
If you can make it to 2050, you will live 100 plus years.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna live. I hate that song. No, but I don't fancy being 122.
Really? I'd be immortal if I could, you know?
I wouldn't. I'd get bored. I'd want to die. You know, it bores me enough and I've only been alive best part of 18 years. And if I live for 100 plus, God, I would die of boredom.
Well, no, you could do lots of stuff, you know? Like, you could take up different careers. Like, one career, second career, you know?
You would never find that boring.
No.
I think I'm currently looking at my life as after probably about 60 years of life, I will be aching for the sweet release of death. I think death's a part. I don't think we should ever cure.
You're gonna live to be 100 plus.
We should. No, I'm not. I could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
I don't think so.
I hope I get hit by a bus tomorrow. I don't think anybody should ever live forever. I don't think that's. I don't think
it's
right.
Gonna be possible. I tell you.
The longer people, there was something on the news earlier this week saying about how in this country. I'm not sure in how long, but in years to come, over 25% of the population will be over 60. Imagine what that's going to be like in another 50 years. I don't want... All these old people need to hurry up and die. I know you like your grandparents. I like mine as well when they're not being annoying. That's one thing about my grandparents. They won't shut up. But you don't want them to be around forever. I mean, I think we should get to the point now where you get to 70 and you sign out. You get murdered by the state. 70's long enough. Come on, let's be honest.
No. Anyways, how do we get
on this?
Shane
wants to live forever. Shane wants to learn how to fly high.
Proud of the flying Russian.
Yeah, whatever.
I saw someone's quote in there saying that, contrary to popular belief, you're not Russian and you don't fly.
I am Russian and I do fly.
Thank you.
In Soviet Russia, Bradov flies you.
Next question.
If you could start your own business, what would it be? What would you call it? For me, it would probably be a recording studio. I pretty much have one in the basement already. Adrenaline Records. I've got mixers, software, mics, effect pedals. I produce, mix, and master all my band's music. Next year, I might have a couple of deals with some friends to record and produce some demos or albums for them. Technically, I guess I already have my own business. How about you guys? Keep it up, guys. Davo. I guess you don't really call it a business if you're able to make an operating profit.
Yeah.
But I bet you've probably paid a fair amount for all that equipment and you'd have to probably do an awful lot of demos to pay for it all. They should have paid for you, in which case you're a lucky
bastard.
Well,
not really. I can't see them spending more than $1,000 so far, unless like if everybody brings their own everything, you know. So
but your friends, how much are you going to charge your friends for stuff like that? I mean,
I don't know.
Anyway, this isn't a discussion about his business, isn't it? I don't know. I'd probably want to do. I mean, what would I want to do in a business? I don't know. My dad owns his own business.
Maybe you'll inherit it.
No. If he dies, I'm selling that mofo. I'm doing what he does.
Okay.
I would probably. I don't know. You answer and I'll think.
Okay. I know this is something that I feel is probably the best way to go about these things, like some sort of a contracting agency for software design, you know?
Sounds rubbish.
No. Or like something that I think that I would love to do, but I honestly need to practice and practice more at it. I just stopped doing it. Like back in the day, my main focus used to be graphics. So, 5-6 years ago, that was my main focus back then. But since then, it's basically shifted all to the code side. You know, like I was decent at it. Like one day, I'd like to resume doing that again, but it would take a long time to build something up to become credible. You know, so
yeah, I've thought of something. I'd like to own my own restaurant. Not as a chef or anything, but just own it.
No. So you're not like a...
I would like the whole swearing aspect of being a chef.
Like the Gordon Ramsay. And stop playing with your comb.
I'm going to one of his restaurants Saturday evening.
Yeah. Is it expensive?
More expensive than the majority of restaurants, but not as expensive as the one I went to the other year. It's only one Michelin star. It's nothing special. It's Maze in Grosvenor Square. If anyone's going to be in the Grosvenor Square area, it's actually the same square as the US and Canadian embassies. If anyone listening to this and before Saturday night going to be in the Grosvenor Square area, please stay the fuck away from me. I'll be surrounded by friends and my father's.
That'd be so interesting to come up and say hi, you know?
If they ask me for an autograph, that might make me look good in front of my friends. Just don't tell them what it's for. Don't go for a RuneScape podcast, because I'd have to kick you.
Where were you last weekend that somebody on the forum said they were?
I was in Banbury.
Okay.
Stupid girlfriend wanted to go there. I don't know why. There's nothing there.
Is she going to be there on Sunday or Saturday?
Yes, she's going to be there.
Tell her I say hi.
Shane always says that when I say I'm going to see. And she's going to tell her I say hi. She must think you're retarded, because every time I say I'm like, Shane says hi. Like some special needs kid that I mentor or something.
You need to clear that up.
She knows who you are, but I like to pretend that you're the special needs kid that I mentor.
you just like to pretend that, okay.
Yeah, pretend. That's what I pretend. Some people pretend that they're rock stars. I pretend Shane's a special needs kid I mentor. No, I don't really. Anyway.
I can't contain myself. Next question.
Do you need me to read it?
Yes.
If you could go back to the first day you started to play RuneScape, but still knew everything you know now, would you play RuneScape or not? If so, what would you do differently than the first time? And if not, why wouldn't you play? That question is from Carl Scorpion. Of course, actually, this will probably be a fairly difficult question because I met a fair few people through RuneScape. That's a lie. Compared to the number of people I've met through World of Warcraft, I met next to nobody through RuneScape. But
how about me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I'd change it. I wouldn't play. Oh, that was mean. No,
I'd play.
No, I don't think I'd do anything differently.
Yeah, neither would I. I just know to continue on that same path and that one day I'll achieve that farming goal that I wanted when the skill came out.
But to me, you know, you could say, well, you could change not playing RuneScape, but you don't know what effect that might have on other things.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't really... Like, that's the thing with changing things about the past. You really can't do that. So.
Although there are as many positives about never playing as there are negatives.
Like what?
Never meeting that crazy Australian being one.
Okay. What else?
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of, you know, hours, you know, lots of time on the game, which was effectively put to waste when I stopped playing.
Well, what would you do otherwise?
I'd have started on World of Warcraft when that came out. Because that came out in 2004, and that was about the time I started playing RuneScape. So instead of playing RuneScape, I would have just gone straight to World of Warcraft.
But RuneScape's so simple, you know?
Yeah, for simple people.
I like it being simple.
Shane likes simple things.
Thank you, Kyle Scorpion. Hey, Shane, I've been recently working on farming and want to get it high enough for Wellgothic sleeps. I've been camping in Catherby using the allotment flower and herb patches to my advantage, while also fishing, woodcutting, and fire making. I recently just started fruit trees. Any suggestions on leveling it quicker? That's from Gunnar Kaiba, level 41. Well, you say you've been camping those patches. If you mean camping by just sitting there, that's probably not the best thing to do. What, basically, the one-step thing to always get the most farming XP that you can, the best thing would be for you to get just, forget what level watermelons are, I think they're 48, get up to that, and then once you do that, five times a day or whatever, just do the watermelons in the Catherby slot, because you can't put them in bags, so that makes sense just to do it there. And then at the same time, you can do 3 to 5 herb runs a day. That'll offset the profit. Then you can also throw regular trees in. And if depending on what kind of money you have, you can also upgrade the trees and whatnot. So definitely maples and pineapples when you get the chance. Yeah, that's pretty much the one-stop way of doing farming. And I hope that you'll continue with herb farming, because that's good profit. So, I don't know.
Yawn.
Why have you were gonna get 99 farming?
No, I wasn't. I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
When did I say it?
When you were gonna come back to RuneScape, you said you were gonna get 99.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I would not say something like that, Shane.
Oh, maybe it was 80.
I probably said 70, because I originally wanted to get all my statistics to 70.
You're already 70.
No, I'm 60.
Oh. Okay, well, 70. But remember I gave you a plan? Plan of
action?
Yeah,
and I didn't bother with it.
Oh, well. Thank you, Gunnar Kaiba. Next one?
Next question. I'm jealous of Shane's little banner as his signature, and I was wondering how to create an awesome-looking banner myself. One problem, I can't use Photoshop. Is it possible? If you can answer this, that would be great. Thank you very much, Sir Savage, not Ravage, Shane. No, unless if you're no good with Photoshop, you probably won't be able to make one that looks as good as that on your own. You would need to find a kind person who might make it for you. We can't
not
really
me.
Volunteer anyone's name. Are you volunteering?
No, because it depends what one he's talking about.
I think
the
he means your farming
one. The farming one. That wasn't
the
made by me.
One. Yeah, because you're not talented enough to make that.
I don't know.
But you would need to find somebody good with Photoshop and ask them to make it for you.
Yeah, so I think the person who has made the farming one has been mentioned before in this show already, so just...
But we can't say anyone's name because we don't want to put anyone up for it when they probably won't want to do it. But if you could...
Yeah.
Perhaps you could make a topic in Graphics Central and see if there's
Graphics
anybody...
Graphics Trader.
Graphics Trader, see if there's anybody who wants to make you one.
Yeah, see, I have these connections with people, so I can just ask for something and they'll make it for me.
Yeah,
cause
Shane
like
basically it. Says, make this for you or, you know, you're banned.
No.
Yeah, Shane does say that. He said that to me once. Even though that I have no discernible talents.
What did I? What did I tell you to make?
He told me to vote for the Liberals.
Oh, no, I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, you did, because Shane's a closet Liberal. Shane loves Liberals.
Thank you, Sir Savage. Got it right this time.
Sir Ravage.
Not Ravage. Do you guys get angry easily? I do. I get mad and punch stuff. How do you control your anger? Anger leads to the dark side. P.S. Shane, you seem a pretty mellow guy, but I bet you have a dark half. That's from Sunset Fish. So, Brad, you can take this one first. How do you control your anger?
I don't control my anger. When I'm angry, I let it all hang out.
Like the time you threw the Xbox controller across the room.
That was once, and that was because I died like 20 times. Honestly, I think I very rarely let my anger out in a physical form. If I'm like really pissed off, I might yell and shout, but I never sort of punch things or hit the wall, or occasionally I throw things, but not, you know, nothing like a glass or something, nothing dangerous, like things that I know aren't going to cause any, and I usually don't throw things when people are around, because, you know, with my luck, I probably would hit them.
How do you control it?
I just try to sort of...
Because you've admitted you have anger management issues before.
I do. If I'm really angry about something, I usually try and get to a place, you know, I usually try and seclude myself, I'm on my own, not around other people. Because typically if I'm angry, being around lots of other people will sort of exacerbate it. So I just try and isolate myself, and if there's quiet and I'm sort of on my own, I can usually calm myself down pretty quickly.
Okay. As for me, if something pisses me off or something like that, just put it that way, use your imagination as to what it might be. What I normally do is I just find that Call of Duty or Counter-Strike is a nice stress reliever, you know?
Like, yeah, that means you're going to be one of these people who shoots up a mall, aren't you?
No. Like, once after there is you can know sometimes how we get those people who go through the forums and post, like, 20-odd spam topics, you know? Like, once after that happened and there was something else that wasn't working that day, I went to Call of Duty and I ended up doing the best I ever did. So, I don't know. It depends from person to person.
Yeah, of course it does, like most things.
Yeah. Thank you, Sunset Fish.
Brad? Next question. Would you, what would you call a computer such as a MacBook or a ThinkPad, a laptop, laptop, or a notebook? I would refer to both either as a laptop or a notebook. I've seen several people on these forums, as well as others, refer to such computers as laptops. I wanted to correct them, but others use the same word, which is from PFK99. Is that just like a typo, or...
Yeah, it's like how you say it, you know? It's like the P and the B often can get swapped, you know? So, I think that's where that comes from. But I sort of organize them. It's sort of weird how I organize them. I tend to use the term laptop and notebook interchangeably, but I think a notebook is a smaller version. Like, I'd say the MacBook is a notebook. But whereas the 17-inch MacBook Pro is a laptop, you know? And then the 7-inch Asus EPC is a netbook. So, that's how I organize them. What about you?
I don't really have a system for organizing them, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, what'd you call your old one?
A laptop.
Okay. Do you still have it?
Which old one? The Apple or the other one?
No, the one that broke.
Yes. I think Dad put a new hard drive in it, and he uses it from time to time.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good.
But I have my desktop, which I love very much, except when it doesn't work, when I want to kick it.
Get a Mac.
I never have kicked it, though, just to clarify.
Oh, there's a good quote that says, hardware. Parts of the computer you can kick.
Yes. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Okay. Dear Shane and Brad, or Brad and Shane, just choose whichever to go first, because Brad seems to get very sore over this issue.
My name should always be first, because I am more
important. I can't
sing
because I don't have a mic. Have a nice cup of tea on me. Also crumpets.
God damn you and your stereotypes.
That's what he said!
I know, I'm talking to him.
Oh. Why, what's wrong with tea and crumpets?
It's a stereotypical thing that all British
people
supposedly...
You... You don't,
I don't like
have...
cups of tea, and I've not had a crumpet in bloody years.
Okay. Why not? Tea is good.
Because tea, no, tea's not. Ew, horrible. I like a nice strong shot of coffee. Wakes me up in the morning.
Okay.
But well, crumpets I just don't like.
What's a crumpet anyways?
It's like a sort of pastry-ish. It's not pastry, it's like pastry. It's hard to describe.
It's like a scone?
Sort of like, yeah. So that's the probably closest thing you could relate it to, but it's sort of different from a scone. Sort of more buttery.
Ew.
Anyway, I'll just put it into... Okay, look, I'll show you. I'll show you.
As you probably noticed, there is an enormous...
I'll give you an image. Hang on a second. Crumpet. Flour and yeast. Do you see it?
Oh, interesting, yeah. Interesting.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
As you probably noticed, there is an enormous scandal in the USA this week regarding an Illinois governor trying to sell the position that Barack Obama used to hold because he was elected president. What do you think about this, and why do you think politics is so corrupt in Illinois? 3 out of the past 6 governors have been fired.
Power corrupts, simple as.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy looked... I saw him on the news, and he looked rather shady, you know?
You just think some people will try and exploit their position for... financial gain. I mean,
and what,
he's
what
prob-
did he think? Like, he's a public figure. Did he think no one's going to notice?
No, well, to be honest, I don't think he was the first one to have ever done this or tried something like this. He was probably one of the first, I can recall in recent times, to get caught. It's probably not an uncommon occurrence. I'm not saying it happens every day, but it's probably, it's not unheard of. This guy was just caught. Apparently, there are rumors I were reading is something that Rahim Emanuel, who's got some position in Obama's, is he the chief of staff?
I don't know.
He was the one who tipped off the police. I don't know if there's any foundage to that, but I think this happens a lot more than is reported. It's just simply not found out.
Yeah, probably. What would have been called if Sarah Palin would have appointed herself to Ted Stevens' slot if he would have got elected, then brought up on those corruption charges?
I don't know.
Anyways,
I like Ted Stevens. He's a funny guy.
Series of tubes.
Yeah, he was funny. Ted Stevens is like your sort of your grandpa who's gone a bit crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know. I like to think that Canadian politics isn't corrupt.
Oh, come on! All politics is corrupt to a degree. I mean, there was a scandal here a couple of years ago in which the Labour Party were accused of selling peerages. Now, what a peerage is a title, and it also allows you to sit in the House of Lords. And they were basically saying to people, "You make a large donation to the party, and we'll give you a peerage." And
really?
the then Prime Minister Tony Blair was actually questioned by police about it.
Interesting. Well, you know, there is the sponsorship liberal scandal too that kind of sent them out of office. You know, so
there's that whole thing about the Conservatives, you know, with their paedophilia leader.
What? No, those claims are based on unsolid ground that you're just making
Stephen
up.
Stephen Harper touches kids.
No.
He does. He touches kids.
No. Yes. He's being a dad.
Yeah, touches kids.
No. Anyways, thank you, Power Crazy. We should move on to tech news now, shouldn't we?
Stephen Harper touches kids. Yes, we should.
Google Zeitgeist 2008.
I like looking at these sort of things. Statistics, information.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Let's go through fastest rising first. Sarah Palin, number one.
Beijing 2008, number two.
Facebook login.
Tuente, number four.
I don't know
what is Tuente? I'm going to Google it. I hope it's nothing vulgar.
Heath Ledger, Obama, Nasa Kiyasa, Workant Wen, Euro 2008, and Jonas Brothers.
I think
Brothers.
it's a Spanish site, I think.
Huh.
It's Tuente is... a Madrid-based, invite-only, private social networking site, referred to as the Spanish Facebook. Okay, right. Heath Ledger's... did you go through the...
Yeah, I did. Time for look at England's, let's see, what should we do? Politicians, most popular. Gordon Brown, Barack, or David Cameron,
and Barack
Obama. I can't
believe Gordon Brown is higher than Barack Obama. the first two popular is the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition.
Sarah Palin's 5 on yours. And Nicolas Sarkozy
McCain,
is 10.
John
McCain's
George
6.
George Osborne is the Shadow Chancellor. Alistair Darling is the current Chancellor. And Boris Johnson is the former Conservative MP, current Mayor of London. Boris Johnson is, like, crazy. He really is nuts.
Recipes. Oh, you guys have recipes.
Cupcake, meatballs, Rocky Road, crumble topping, Eton mess, pork belly, rhubarb fool, lemon posset, honeycomb, beer batter.
Interesting. Okay.
Finance terms.
Oh, finance. I see.
I'm surprised recession isn't in there. Oh, well.
Canada.
The most popular is Facebook. Anyway, Canada, let's have that.
Our top news source is the CBC, followed by the BBC,
woo!
Then CTV,
British Broadcasting.
Then CNN, then Global. It should really be Global, BBC, CTV, CBC.
But look, top political parties, number
one,
party.
That's scary.
Number 2, the Liberal Party. Number 3, I want the Conservatives to be 5th behind the NDP and behind Quebec, Bloc Quebec.
Oh. So, that's scary as to what Canadians are searching for in terms of political parties, you know? It scares me.
It scares me more that you elected a pedophile.
There's Australian ones. I'm not going to
look at Australia. Let's have a laugh.
Top movies, Australia.
Yeah, there's that's funny, isn't it? There's a movie. Top stores.
Fastest rising iPhone. Oh, Sarah Palin is still there.
Most popular in Australia is games. What the hell?
8 is my. Interesting. Anyways, I think we should move on and let these people read this, because, you know, it's just so interesting to read. You can go into other things like top of mind, politics. You can see where everything, you know, like the trendsetters, solar panel, hybrid car, CFI. I don't know. So, anyways, so take a look at the zeitgeist. It's good fun.
Some interesting graphs.
Yeah. Then we got this other story here about the MPA has delivered its list of demands to Obama. They want the 3-strike system and the Canadian crackdown. Basically says the MPAA has supplied its political wish list to the Obama transition team, and thanks to a new transition team policies, that means the MPAA has shared its agenda with everyone on the internet. Graduated response rules are praised, anti-camcording rules are paramount, and Canada and Spain are 2 countries that need to be singled out for priority trade policy attention. They think all the piracy is coming from here.
I hope they come and arrest you all.
Really, that's not the case. It's like, they're just looking at pointing the finger at someone, you know? But they gotta really look into where all these things are coming from. It's not, like, if you look at it, any basically torrent of a movie or something comes from Eastern Europe, if you look at it, you know? So.
Are you blaming the Europeans?
Well, no, I'm just saying that there's shady stuff going on there.
Europeans?
Eastern Europe and stuff. Like Ukraine and Russia and stuff, you know, how they sell copies of stuff on the
street. I still think they should raid all you Canadians. But yeah, no. Probably is place all the sort of the dodgy server places that host these sites are usually based in really sort of far out countries, aren't they? Like Malaysia.
Yeah.
Places like that.
So they gotta be going to that source, but I don't know, take a read at this. At least the documents are being published, you know?
Yes.
So that's good. Anything else? You wanna take another look at the zeitgeist?
I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
I was actually just talking about the zeitgeist. I was sort of flicking through while you were reading that. And what did I click? Top of mind, right? And there's all these things, these top searches. Who is? Number 1 was who is Obama. Then there's who is McCain? Who is Palin? Then there's who is Lil Wayne, who I think is a rapper. Then there's who is Miley Cyrus, who is Dollar, who is Jonah. It basically has loads of crappy celebrities. And then what is love, what is life, what is Java, what is SAP, Shane, what is RSS, what is Scientology, what is autumn, what is lupus, what is 3G,
autism.
What is art? Autism. How to draw, how to kiss, how to write, how to cook, how to tie, how to hack, how to run, how to sight, how to paint, how to spell. People are idiots. How to spell? Oh, God. Anyway, that's what I have to say about the Zeitgeist. That's me now.
So, that's good fun. Anyways, I don't think we have a rant today.
We don't.
No,
know.
We don't.
We don't. Well, we
anyways, moving on to some other things, I guess, then. The 12 days of RSBNB Mass, or 12 days of Christmas, give or take. I don't know what we're going to call it because it's going to overlap Christmas a bit. But check out the forums. The list is posted in a global announcement. It's basically 12 events all lined up throughout the next 12 days, excluding Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
I don't think the global is up, unless you're saying the global will be up when...
Yeah, it will be up. We're recording this, you know, it's the magic of editing, you know?
Yes, the magic of editing. They've obviously been really short of ideas, so they're actually putting down a live recording of next week's show as one of them.
Well, no, not next week's show. It's on the 22nd. It's the one where we do the clip show and the end-of-year special thing.
That's going to be live?
Yes.
God. I mean, I've got no problem helping out a bunch of special needs kids, a.k.a. the events group.
We're not special needs.
Yeah, you are. I always like taking pot shots at the events group.
No, the reason we're doing this is because originally we had intended to do this 2 years ago, but it never happened. So we're finally doing it now.
And you've really got tons of good ideas if you've got to
volunteer
a show that is in no way connected with the events group.
We got another good one. We got the Amazing Race Through the Underground Pass.
God, how gay.
We also got God Wars Armadillo and Bandos.
You're really thin on the ground as far as ideas
go. No, it's going to be good fun.
Really?
Anyways, yes.
Really.
Speaking of the events crew, actually, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chief Snake and Mr.
It's only a coincidence that they were both in the events crew.
Yes, Mr. Chief Snake and Mr. Paul Nine Nines.
The mod team. Okay. First time we've added mods in like 2 years.
Yeah, you know, it was really weird. I was going to... Like, normally, do you remember when you were modded?
Yeah, you had that awkward conversation with me, and I thought you were a pedophile.
No, well, when last time we modded Warren, it was like we made him think he was going to be banned or something, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
You're evil.
That's how it was at first. So we were going to do we did Paul's normally, and I was going to do Chief Stakes... bit different, but I forgot to at the time, you know?
Shane's an idiot.
Yeah, so welcome them to the mod team. They're now in Cyan, so you can PM them with all the little questions you might have, you know?
Yeah. I think we need to milk these while the enthusiasm is still there, because it's a noted fact that the first couple of months they're like really want to do anything you tell them to. And they're really into it and really enthusiastic. Then in about a year, they'll get really bored of it, like everybody does. And they won't be enthusiastic. It's the same for everyone.
Then their PMs will basically be the same thing, and only half them will get
answered. And then if they see a report, they'll be like, Christ, log out, I have to go, log out. I don't do that, really.
Yeah,
some
that's
old
not
staff
good to
members
you.
Used to, though.
Okay. Yeah, so we got your birthday singing.
Are we going to listen to all the entries?
Well, you want to listen to Kirby again?
That's not a really good declaration, is it?
Well, you want to listen to Kirby again? Well, we should listen to the other two.
Okay, fine. Play.
Well, first we're going to listen to Andy Master.
One was disqualified on a technicality.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bradley. Happy birthday to you.
That was Andy Master. The next one is Chief Snake, which is the one, of course, that is disqualified on a technicality since he is staff.
He might have sent it before he was staff.
Yeah.
So if he wants to leave the moderators, he would win the competition.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bradley. Needs two syllables to sound good. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then Kirby's again.
This is the winner.
Hello, Shane and Brad. Operating. Birthday.
Oops.
Day two. Brad.
This is like a mashup you've done, Shane.
Brad. Shot for Brad. Here's my shot for Brad. Here's my shot for... Anyway, here's my shot for Brad. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brad Woodward. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. What was that thing with all the bloody, the sort of, the weird sound at the start? Sounded like you're doing some sort of really weird mashup. Like, this is my, that's what it sounded like.
Really? Anyway, so, yes, Kirby is the winner.
Kirby.
I think we do have to say, so I'll be contacting you shortly about that. Thank you, Andy Master, for entering, and Chief Snake for entering as well, even though you can't win, but your singing was good. So was Kirby's and Andy Master's. But I think
this
Chief
isn't
Snake
like,
had the...
like Pop Idol or something, we're not going to
I think Chief Snake had the best singing, don't you?
Depends, he probably put the most effort into it, but there's also that little thing at the end which made me think, how did he achieve such a high note? I don't want to know what he was doing.
You mean this?
Ooh. Ooh. He sounded like he enjoyed it. Like, that was good.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, this is like turning X-rated now because we're making all these weird noises.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. So Kirby, I'll be contacting you shortly. And thank you guys for entering and basically, this was the show contest, so this was your chance to get on the show. So next one will probably be what, March, April, maybe.
Yes, sometime in early spring 2009.
Skill of the month update: RS Gamer is winning the Slayer skill of the month with 730k Slayer XP. Second is XBlaze with 427k XP, and third is a Div with 310k XP.
Wow!
And then still, there's about there's about six people who still haven't got XP. Chief Snake, Rodse, Connor, Tag, Zach, Power Crazy, and Mage Guys 08. So yeah, go train Slayer.
Train Slayer.
Anyways.
Train Slayer.
So do we have anything else you want to talk about? What have you been up to?
No, I went bowling today.
Oh, yeah? And how'd that go?
I got beaten by a girl. Played four games. You beat me in three.
Aw.
Very good.
Anything else?
No, not really.
Okay. As for me, school stuff, exams, right? The diaries.
Yeah.
Fire making, farming. Watch the Amazing Race finale on Sunday. It's a good show. For anybody who has considered watching in the past but hasn't, I check it out. Yeah, I think that's about it. Unless you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so with that said, it's been RSBNB Update 182. We will see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Live forever. could have left.
Hello, Shane and Brad. Operating birthday.
Oops.
Day two. Happy birthday, Brad.
This is like a mashup you've done, Shane.
Shot for Brad. Here's my shot for Brad. Anyway, here's my shot for Brad.